true story about two brothers who were figuratively and literally joined together from birth to death. They were Siamese twins who were brought to America from their native China in the 1800s and had to face everything from fear and name-calling to racism. But the two brothers linked at the base of their chests eventually capitalized on the way they were born to become successful businessmen and even American citizens.
This is a great American story, how an immigrant or two immigrants, despite their physical anomaly and all the impossible odds, they managed to live their life with great gusto, if not with bravado.
UC Santa Barbara English professor Yuta Huang has written a new book about the twins being released this week.
It's called Inseparable, The Original Siamese Twins, Chang and Ann, living 19th century America. They came from Siam, conjoined twins, the original Siamese twins. You know, that's their brand. They came to America. They were brought, actually, by an American ship captain to the United States in 1829. They were showed around as freaks of nature.
Huang says the boat captain who brought the brothers to the United States in 1829 called them curiosities. They weren't listed as passengers on the ship, perhaps because he didn't consider them to be human, but perhaps because he was trying to keep them a secret so he could exploit them when they arrived in America. At first, they were treated poorly.
They were not slaves, but at least they were treated no better than slaves because they were exploited by their owners. And especially, you know, they were exhibited as basically as monsters, right? Not even as human beings.
But Huang says the twins were big hits and in 1832 saw the opportunity to strike out on their own.
They were hit town to town, you know, nook and cranny all over America and made a lot of money for themselves. They eventually retired very comfortably to a very remote area in western North Carolina and bought land, built houses, married two white sisters, and had 21 children.
Did the two brothers have really distinctly different personalities?
Chang was more irritable and more acute in perception, whereas Ang has a more pleasant disposition. More interestingly, Chang is a heavy drinker, especially in later in years, and he cannot hold his liquor well. And that was really a problem for Ang because Ang was not necessarily a teetotaler, but at least he took his, you know, liquor in moderation. But Ang also had a guilty pleasure, late night poker, and Chang didn't like that. So either way, they had to work with each other.
The UCSB professor is a Guggenheim fellow who was the author of Charlie Chan, an acclaimed book about the groundbreaking movie character. That book won literary acclaim, including the Edgar Award, and it was a National Book Club finalist. Huang says that book set the stage for Inseparable.
Their story is just fascinating, kind of amazing American story, and how they managed to overcome all these impossible odds, not just as immigrants, but really because of the physical anomaly. But what really kind of got me to write this book, as you know, Lance, my last book was on Charlie Chan as a Chinese icon in American popular culture. And in that book, I wrote a page or so about the Siamese twins as an example of early American biases against Chinese. So the Siamese twin story had its seed.
The twins settled in North Carolina, buying a huge farm and taking the last name Bunker, where they married sisters.
The twins were Southerners. During the Civil War, they stood, you know, steadfastly with the Confederacy. They actually sent their two sons to fight the Yankees as Confederate soldiers, and both their sons were actually wounded and captured. And they were slave owners.
Huang says one of the great contradictions of their story is that after sometimes being treated as subhuman and as the targets of racism, they would become slave owners and support the Confederacy.
It's ironic. It's very twisted, right? The fact that they married two white sisters against the background of anti-miscegenation laws. So their marriage basically was illegal. And they also acquired American citizenship in 1839 when they first settled down in North Carolina, again against existing federal laws.
Huang says while the brothers died in 1875, part of their legacy continues. There are an estimated 1,500 descendants of the duo living around the United States. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.